The Germans have a word for it, Bildungsroman. But in English, we need four words, hyphenated, to convey the concept, coming-of-age story. Movie critic Bob Mondello has been spotting these stories everywhere, from Bend It Like Beckham to Raising Victor Vargas, and he says lots more are in the pipeline for this summer.
Early childhood is mostly either sweet or saccharine at the multiplex, but reach the age of 11 and everything changes. Adolescence is a complicated time if you're living it, and the complications only increase for those living it on screen, with self-image problems and battles against authority figures.
She's got these little tiny microphones and cameras all over the place. Yeah, she's got them in the rec room. She's got them in the tent. She's got them in the showers.
They're not in the showers.
Man, don't listen to him. I read his file. It says he suffers from acute paranoia.
That's a scene from Holes, the film version of a comic young adult novel about a boy who does a lot of growing up at a work camp for juvenile delinquents. That premise also plays out, though much more seriously, in Manic, a mental ward drama starring a lanky Joseph Gordon-Levitt, almost unrecognizable from his stint as the kid on Third Rock from the Sun. Manic and Holes are just two of a sudden flood of pictures that take remarkably varied approaches to the dilemmas faced by adolescents. At least 14 more will be opening before Labor Day, ranging from the familiar to the bizarre, cautionary tales, inspirational sagas, love stories, and silly fantasies, all with central characters who are in transition, struggling to make sense of a world that's more puzzling than the playground, and of adults with whom it's all but impossible to communicate.
I expect you to take care of her when I'm gone.
Get a babysitter.
I can't afford a babysitter.
You had her. You take care of her.
What did you say?
That's Blue Car, a drama about a high school poet with family problems who gets much too close to her English teacher. And it's typical of the serious approach filmmakers are taking toward the dilemmas facing adolescents. The films coming out right now aren't just teen flicks aimed at a youth market. They're substantial stories about emotional growth. And they're not all from Hollywood. Many are imports from other countries. Films like Together, about a Chinese violin prodigy and his dad. Respiro, about an Italian 12-year-old who shields his troubled mom from a mental institution. Valentine, based on an Argentine filmmaker's memories of the tug-of-war between his estranged parents. And Whale Rider, about an 11-year-old in New Zealand whose tradition-bound grandfather can't imagine her as a Maori tribal leader simply because she's a girl. Whale Rider is one of a whole school of films about young women that will be bucking the fear that they'll sink quickly at the box office because they're about young women and won't appeal to teenage boys. The dewy-eyed romance I Captured the Castle will likely prove that point. But then, it and most of these films aren't really aimed at teens anyway, but at their parents, which raises a question for which there may be no real answer. Why this sudden synchronicity of coming-of-age films? Normally, you'd point to summer's approach, a time when teens and tweens will have time on their hands. But that doesn't wash with foreign films aimed at adults. It may be more to the point that a lot of Hollywood baby boomers have teenagers of their own, and also that the times we've been living through in the last few years make us all feel a bit unsettled, rather like we did when we were first charged with navigating our way through the world. Coming-of-age stories, however distressing, remind us that we all got through it somehow. Kids play, adults play harder, and adolescents adolesce, which may be the hardest of all. I'm Bob Mondello.